Welcome to Season 2 of How to Business, a podcast by the Small Business Development Center in Chattanooga, Tennessee. This season, we're focusing on specific tools you can use in your business. In today's episode, Rebecca from our SBDC team is joined by Elaine Merritt, Executive Director of BNI Southeast Tennessee. They discuss the tried and true best practices of networking with today's tools and platforms to establish and grow your business.
Today's networking is not the same as it was 10 years ago, and thankfully some really smart people have developed some tools through technology to help us navigate this ever-changing world. So I want to talk a little bit about networking today and why it's important, some best practices, today's technology, and basically how to up our game on growing and improving your business through the tools that are available to the business world today. So, networking in the past has been you go to a networking event, you figure out who you want to meet, tell them a little bit about yourself, tell them about your business, you swap a business card, and then you follow up with an email or a phone call and set up meetings to create a relationship that hopefully creates a mutually beneficial business relationship. And that was networking in the past. And we want to talk about networking today. So, our team has brought on Elaine Merritt. She's joining us today, and she's here with us. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, thank you. So I'm Elaine Merritt. I'm the Executive Director for BNI, Business Networking International. And so when I say Business Networking International, we've had to take this world that we live in now and internationally figure out how to network, because before, like you said, we would go to an event, get a card, make a connection. Hopefully people would follow up, and that's a whole nother conversation to have. So that's what I do. I'm the executive director here in Southeast Tennessee. So in BNI here locally, we have almost 370 members.
Wow.
And there's 10,000 members worldwide. So it's a pretty big footprint, but we've had to learn how to go from seeing every person, you know, seeing us every single week face to face to how do we continue to network and keep our businesses going in this new world that we live in? And so it has been a challenge to navigate.
Yeah. So, Elaine, why do you think networking is so important? What's the value of it?
I believe that a person's worth is what their network is worth. And so let me explain. We surround ourselves with other powerful business people. And if we do not do that, we are an island all by ourselves, we're going to be worth nothing, because we don't have any resources to draw off of. So I see networking as a resource group, because the more people I surround myself with, it works better than me. And even if they do things in a totally different industry, I'm going to get nuggets of information and value from them. We've all heard the saying, it's not what you know, but who you know. And that's how networking works. That's how it worked in the beginning, and that's how it works today, is, you know, when you start off your career in college, you're sending out resume after resume after resume, right?
Yeah.
Waiting for somebody to call you. Once you get into your preferred industry and you start meeting other people in your industry and you meet other people that you're doing business with, typically you don't ever need a resume again, right?
True.
And I
True.
Know you've experienced that
Yes.
with your career. So it wasn't necessarily what you knew, but who knew you. And realistically, people don't hire people because of what they know. It's because of who they know and their attitudes. We can train to do anything, but we hire people for attitude. I know this conversation is about hiring, but that's how I see our networks working. It's our attitude towards meeting other people and surrounding ourselves with other people. You know, we have this saying that in BNI, who's in your room? It's a book that Dr. Ivan Meisner wrote, and the book premise is you're in a room and there's one door, but the interesting thing about this door is it only opens in and you can't get out. Yes. And so once you let these people in your room, you can't get them out of your room. So who are you going to let in your room? Are you going to let people in your room that drag you down, or are you going to bring people into your room that elevate you and make you better? And so when I look at networking, I look at it as my room. Who am I bringing into this room? Who do I need in my room to keep elevating me and to help keep bringing me up? And so networking to me, if I have nothing else, if I lose everything I have, as long as I have my network of people, I'm going to be rich.
That's a really, really great point. There's a book out there called The Speed of Trust that's been out for a couple of years now, but it, basically the same thing. It talks about when you meet people in person or whatever the the location is, what are you doing to get them to trust you? And part of networking is about, you know, creating trust, creating that you're who you say you're going to be and that you're going to follow up and do what you say you're going to do. And so those kind of elements are really valuable to networking. The other part of networking is a lot of businesses are business to business. And when you can go to a networking event or do something in person, then they can see who you are. They can trust you eye to eye. It makes it super easy to do that. And there's great value on the hiring side of networking, on the educational side of you for your business, but also in growing your business through using referrals and referring other people business also. And so that kind of camaraderie helps to grow a community that benefits everybody.
Absolutely. And I love it that I have become that go-to girl. Mm-hmm. You know, when people need something, they'll say, hey, Elaine, who do you know that does this? Who do you know that does this? And I love that because now I realize that my network, not only has it benefited me, but my network is benefiting others, and other people see that I'm a connector.
Yeah.
And that way we can just keep referring people back and forth. And again, people, I heard a saying this week, and actually I wish I could say it was mine. I don't know how many times that you can say something before you can claim it to be your own. But he said, I believe others before I believe you.
Wow. Reputation.
Yes, I believe others before I believe you. So testimonials.
Yes.
So if I go to a networking event and I'm standing there and I'm telling you everything about me, mm-hmm. you're like, okay, she's pretty cool. I might want to hang out with her. But if somebody else tells you about me, now you really want to meet me. And I love that. I thought, wow, how cool is that? And so when we think about when we make a purchase, for instance, do we believe the commercial we hear on TV, or do we believe our friend who had an experience with that company?
Yes. Yes. So both. But the referral program these days and the opportunities through tools to refer people and to give reviews on businesses is just a great stepping stone for the businesses to be more successful out there.
Absolutely. But I love that. I believe others before I believe you. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that like three or four more times. And I know Jay Hudson is the one who said it, but I'm going to claim it after I say it a few more times.
I love that. I love that. So networking in the past usually was going to a chamber event or a BNI or some kind of business, you know, environment and doing that. But with the changes in the world at this time, and you are like looking at it from a world viewpoint, mm-hmm. Zoom has become a very popular way of networking. And so you've seen it before and you've seen networking after. Tell me what you're seeing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So when the pandemic hit or right prior to the whole shutdown, we got a phone call from BNI International saying no more meetings in person. Well, that's how we network. That's how we find business for each other. So when 1 week we trained all 375 members in the Chattanooga area how to go to the Zoom platform and how to continue giving business. And we didn't miss a beat. They still continued to give business. However, here's what I saw. So when we're at our BNI meetings, people didn't have some of them didn't have their cameras on.
Uh-oh.
People didn't have their cameras on. Or they would log into the meeting, you know, thinking nobody's going to know what time I get there and just come on in, right? Well, here's the thing. How you do some things is how you do everything. So if you're going to not have your camera on, how does that build trust? How does that make me feel good about you? Because if you're networking because you want to be able to utilize this person's business or you want them to utilize your business, right? I mean, bottom line, we go to networking to make money or we wouldn't go.
Correct.
I mean, some people go for socialization. I get that. But still, even with socialization, it's the same thing. And so I've been doing some networking presentations for people on how do you use Zoom and how do you network, you know, on Zoom. Well, if you're going to turn your camera off, I get two pieces of advice for you. One, don't come. Don't come. You're here to network. Why would you show up to an in-person networking event and wear a bag over your head? You wouldn't do it. And that's what you're doing when you show up on Zoom and you don't have your camera on.
Yeah. So basically, you have this great tool in Zoom, but the basics are the basics. The business is the business, and you really need to treat it respectfully. And, you know, a lot of times people are more visual than they are verbal. And so if they're not seeing that person's face, they're not going to remember who is talking. So it's really important to have your camera on, look professional, be engaged, and keep the same practices. Just use the tool that's out there. So there's a couple of other ways that people are starting to creatively network. And some of them have been around for a while now. So one of them would be LinkedIn. You know, that is a great way to do some networking. There's over 300 million users there. And there are some best practices on LinkedIn, best ways to network. And so one of them would be you need to fill out your profile completely with professional photo, headline, summary using keywords that potential clients might look at. And then you need to connect on a personal way. You're not going to be out there just, you know, using it without using it professionally. And people like to do business with the people they know that respect them and know them. And so getting to know people more personally on LinkedIn is really helpful. Another thing people can do is they can endorse a few things that they know the other person is good at. And so that's a really great way to use LinkedIn. And then join groups where you can find professional and potential leads that then you can connect with later on and be a valuable member of the group. So do you see anything with LinkedIn?
I do. And I like LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn is a great tool, especially when it's used correctly. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I am seeing LinkedIn being abused right now. I cannot tell you how many inbox messages I get from people who don't know me, they don't know my needs, and they're trying to sell me.
Okay.
I get that. I mean, at least one a day I'll get a message. It's to the point where I don't even want to look at my inbox on LinkedIn. So my advice to anybody who's using LinkedIn as a networking tool is to do it from that personal level, to reach out and say, hey, Rebecca, thank you so much for connecting with me. I would love to learn more about you. What are your goals? What are you trying to do and how can I help you?
And that is basically the basics of networking. Good networking is you get to know the people, you gain trust, you gain respect, you let them in your room. But you don't go up to a networking event and just say, hey, I want your business.
Oh, my goodness. You just don't. You don't do that. That's icky. Like, mm-hmm. We've all been to that icky networking event where there's that one person and you just hide from them because all they want to do is shove their card and they're just pounding you to do business with them. That's what you're doing on LinkedIn when you send a message saying, you know, just spilling out all of your features and you should be doing business with me. Can we have a chat?
Yep. Really great point. Thank you.
So again, we want people will remember those people who are engaged in them. So I always say at networking or even in life, you need to be curious. Be curious about the other person. Ask more about them than you tell them about you. Let them ask you.
Great, great point. Facebook is another tool out there for networking. They have over 1 billion daily users. And so that's a really great platform for networking. And there's some best practices there also. So you want to make sure your personal profile is professional, that you've created a business page using Google My Business, and then join groups that are related to the industry that you're serving in. Any other ideas for Facebook?
So Facebook is amazing. It's a great way to reconnect with people. It's a great way to connect with new people. But I would just throwing caution, be careful what you post on Facebook, because is this something that you're proud of? Is this something your grandmother would be proud of, mm-hmm. right? And then we live in such a divided world right now. And I would just stay away from anything that could cause some type of division or controversy or negativity, right? Because as soon as that goes on there, I'm going to be the first one to unfollow. Because my life is about filling me up not tearing me down. So if it's not building me up, I don't want a part of it. So I'm going to take it away.
And you're going to do the same for others. You're not going to tear other people down.
Right, right.
That's not the platform for that. And there's really no space in the world right now for that kind of negativity.
Right.
And I've seen people that have a business page, but their personal Facebook page are posting some things that might be questionable. And so that's kind of a no-no when you really want to have a networking relationship with somebody. You've got to look at it from both your personal, and your personal should stay separate from your business, but they are connected. Facebook has them connected. So making sure that you're being professional on both sides of the conversation is going to be a best practice for
well, and
that.
We live in a world where there's so many people who are entrepreneurs or solopreneurs. And, you know, people have said to me before, well, Elaine, please don't take this personal because it's business. Well, you know, when it is your business, it is personal, right? And so it's very hard to separate those things. So that's what I always try to keep in mind anytime I post on Facebook or on LinkedIn, that I know this is business and I can't take it personal, but is this being personal, mm-hmm. right? And so trying to walk that fine line sometimes can be difficult, but we really just want to make sure that anything we put out on social media stays professional.
And there's some really great people networking at the top of their game with Facebook. Some of the businesses out there are just really fun to follow, very engaging. Some best practices are like photo competitions or videos. When you can, you know, if you repost their brand and then you put a couple of hashtags or, you know, you link it to people, then there's some really great opportunities for sales and marketing on it also. But I found it engaging and educational. So, to me, that's a really nice platform that Facebook has allowed us to do to get to know businesses better out there. So,
absolutely.
And do you have any thoughts on how to go about finding the right people to connect with on either one of those?
One of the things, obviously, if there's somebody that you really respect or admire, you know, look at who else they're connected to. And then you can send them a message to say, gosh, I've always wanted to meet Rebecca. She's somebody I've always admired. Would you mind introducing me? Because people genuinely want to help one another. I mean, we truly do. So that's the one thing I would suggest is, you know, look to see who else they're connected to. Are those people you want to be connected with, both on LinkedIn and in Facebook? But, you know, with LinkedIn, I know that is just a huge opportunity for people to be able to do business. And now that we live more in a global society than in a brick and mortar society where we can do business with people across county lines, state lines, country lines, right? I mean, we can do business anywhere basically now. What a great way. But again, I say it's reaching out to them and saying, oh my goodness, I didn't know. How well do you know them? Mm-hmm. And then something else I would suggest is if there's somebody that you know, like, and trust, and you have a great business relationship with them, whether it's, and then you're also connected to them, whether it's on LinkedIn or Facebook, you know, just ask permission. Would you mind if I went through your LinkedIn page and I saw some people that I might want to meet, would you be open to introducing me? There's a gentleman that I really, really respect and admire, and he actually just passed away, but his name is Doug Chinnery. And I asked Doug, I said, Doug, if I were to get through your LinkedIn page and see some contacts that I would like an introduction, would you mind introducing me? He said, absolutely. He said, just let me know who it is. And so I went through and I came up with a list of about, I don't think it was about 20 people. And I'm like, on a scale, 1 to 3, 1, you know them very, very well and you could walk in their door, and 3, I really don't know them, I'm just connected. You know, where are you? Mm-hmm. And so he went through the list. And then the people that were ones are the ones I want to meet, right? Because that's the ones he has the best relationship with. And so I said, Doug, would you mind introducing me? And I said, I can write you an email that would show you how I would like you to introduce me. And he says, why don't you just come to my office at 9 o'clock on, well, I forget what day it was. Say it was a Friday. Come to my office 9 o'clock on Friday. We'll just do a road trip and I will take you to those businesses.
Wow.
Yes, wow. He did. I mean, that's powerful. What better introduction, right? Remember what I said earlier? I believe you more than I believe me, right?
Yes.
So what better way to get that? And that's how I used LinkedIn. I would highly recommend that you do that.
Just a a really great tip. I really, really appreciate that. So we've been talking about networking online, but I still have a business card. You probably still have a business card. So I really want to dig into business cards and how do you use those currently to your best advantage.
You know, I am so old school. I love having business cards and I love getting business cards from people, because earlier when you were saying you would go to a networking event and get somebody's business card, what I would do as soon as I would be done, I'd be like, I'd write down a couple key things on that card, maybe what we spoke about, the event I was at, and then what did I promise this person? Because I'm great about promising to do stuff for people, but I overpromise a lot. Right? I'm that.
And it's hard to keep up with it.
It is. And so then I would write on there what I needed to do. So then it could go into my to-do list and I would be able to do it. So I still love business cards. However, we're on Zoom, right? We're networking on Zoom, or we're going to places and people aren't really even having business cards anymore. So two things that I recommend: if you're going to a networking event and you're using Zoom, put your contact information in the chat bar.
Okay.
And then at the end of the event, You can copy all of the chat in the chat bar, and then you could have everyone's contact information. So that's one way to be able to do it. Another way that you can do it is, you know, I mean, obviously I'm in BNI, Business Networking International. We're an international networking organization. We have an app that we can that our contact information is there, and we can share it and send it to people either in an email or a text message or whatever. So I see that going on a lot. But the one thing I see more than anything when I'm at a networking event, or, you know, in lieu of a business card, is somebody will say, well, what's your phone number? Let me call you. Now you've got my contact information. I've got yours. So there's a lot of different ways that we can get around the business card today.
Okay. And then also, though, there are times where you're going to a really important meeting in person and you need to, like, take your business card with you, share it to that person. And then there's some, I think, apps out there. There's some tools out there that you can use to to gather business cards and scan them and put them into your contacts through that.
Right. So. Is it called Scan My Card? Is that the name of the app?
Yes. Scan Biz Cards is one. And Abby, ABBYY, is one. Cam Card is another. And they each have kind of different benefits depending on what you're using them for. But I, when I was in my cleaning company, I would get a ton of business cards. And so that was part of the way that I could keep up with them. And then it would go straight into my contacts on my phone, and I already had it all recorded. So it was really helpful.
To make a suggestion on the business cards. So if you go to a meeting and you are handing somebody a business card, or somebody's handing you a business card, do not be that person that says, I don't need your business card, I'll just take a picture of it. Because that person's pretty proud of that business card.
Good point.
And that could really offend the person who is handing his business card for you to say, oh, no, I don't need your business card, I'll just take a picture of it.
There is so much truth to that, Elaine. Thank you for sharing that, because I've seen that happen before. And you're right. People work hard for their branding. They work hard for their logo. And they've paid for that business card. So, and it's nice for me when I come home from an event and I put all that down in front of my computer. The next morning, I'm sending emails out to every single business card that I got. I'm sending emails. Thank you for, you know, at the time, it was great to meet you. If I can be of service or whatever the conversation is, then I've already finished and did my communications for the next day. And the business cards are a nice, easy reminder, and then they don't get lost and shuffled in a,
right,
you know, in your phone. So all this being said, all the different tools out there, there's still some basics that are really important with networking. And so I would love this discussion on going through some of the basics that are really important, whether you're using a tool, whether you're doing it in person. Networking, when it's done well, has some key elements that are necessary. One of them is you really need to keep in your front of your mind, you're creating a relationship. That's the purpose of networking. And so you really want to be authentic and consistent and trustworthy. You mentioned being a good listener. You also mentioned about taking notes so that you're following through on what you say that you said that you were going to do. You really want to help others solve problems. Anything else that you can think of?
Well, I think just going back to the basics of networking, like you said, we're building relationships here. And to me, the number one thing of a relationship is respect.
True.
So I need to be respectful of the person I'm talking to. So being respectful of that person, whether I'm networking with you on a Zoom or I'm in person, put your phone away.
Ah.
I mean, I don't, if you're going to, if I'm going to have a conversation with you, please don't be on your phone at the same time, because what that's telling me is I'm not important.
Right.
That's disrespectful. Well, we also tend to not realize that we're doing the same thing when we're on Zoom. If we're playing with our phones or answering a call or turning our cameras off to go get something, that's being very disrespectful. So I think respect is the number one thing, because prior to all of this, and you know, years ago, we didn't do that.
Right.
We didn't have our phones right there on us. And you know what? I'm even noticing with me, and I have to have great self-control with, is my watch. Because your watch, like my watch has been vibrating. I'm like, I'm not going to look at it. I'm going to be present. So remembering to be present, be where your feet are and not, you know, look at your watch or your, and I'm not talking about time. I mean, our watches right now deliver, like it'll tell us the weather and tell us what's going on. And you just got a text message or an email or whatever.
Apple News will come through all of a sudden. You're not expecting it. And you're like, what is that?
Right, right. And you're in front of somebody. Like so respect is the number one thing I think is not even just, that's even crazy. We have to say, go back to basics. It's called respect. And then, you know, again, that whole being a good listener, but asking a lot of questions. We are there to build relationships, not sell.
True.
If you have the mentality you're going to a networking event to sell something, stay in your car. Don't go. Don't turn your computer on, because you're going to be disappointed. It's not going to happen.
Right.
And you're going to turn people off. And so I always want to be, interested, not interesting.
That's great. Great point.
Mm-hmm. I want to be interested in you. I don't want to be the interesting one in the room. And unless the conversation turns and then now you've become interested in me, then right, I will share about me. But I'm not going to be that person that shows up and, oh, look at me. I can do this, 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 and this. I'm going to be asking you and edifying you.
And, you know, and people need that. People want to be heard. People don't want to be invisible, especially with the isolation that has come, you know, with the transition to more technology, there is more isolation. And being a good listener, like you're saying, just makes people feel valued. And it helps you decide whether there's somebody you want to do business with. How are you going to know if you don't know what they're about?
Right. And I think the other back to basic is being intentional. So have a reason to go to an event, or whether, again, whether it's virtual or in person, but be intentional. Why are you going there? And so that you're not just wasting your time and you're not wasting the time of others. So being intentional to meet people, because it's so easy to go to one of these events and go, oh, there's Rebecca, I know her. And then you talk to her, I talked to you the entire time. Well, if that was my intention, was I wanted to reconnect with you, that's one thing. But if my intention was to go there to expand my network and meet two or three new people, that's not going to help me unless I say, Rebecca, do you happen to know any other people in the room? Would you mind introducing me? Because I get it that it could be difficult to walk up to somebody and introduce yourself.
Especially if you are not comfortable with right, making relationships with new people.
Right.
So having that warm handoff is, mm-hmm, is a great idea.
And I think in Zoom, how we need to do it is, again, keep your camera on. Don't play with your phone. And using the chat bar to either, you know, just send a direct message to someone and say, you just said something that sounded really interesting. I'd love to continue that conversation. Ask them if they can set up another Zoom meeting with them just one-on-one, or meet them for a coffee or whatever. But really pay attention to what's going on in the room when people are talking, and then using the chat bar as your tool to make that connection as well.
That's a really great idea. I'm not good at that yet. I'll have to practice on that, on that one. I'll have to practice. A couple more things that I think are really important is you need to know why you're different from all the other people in your field. What makes you unique? Why should people choose you? If they do ask you, then you really need to go ahead and have that answer set up.
Well, I will tell you, it's not because of price, service, or location.
No.
Or free parking. Well, because when you ask somebody, why should I do business with you? And they say, oh, you know, because we have great quality or we have great service. Well, every single person in the room is going to say that.
Correct.
So be able to be more specific. I asked a realtor that the other day. I'm like, why would I choose you over, I mean, there's 2,000 or more realtors in town, right? So I asked, like, why would I do business with you than someone else? He goes, because I meet and exceed customer expectations. And in the back of my head, I'm calling BS, right? Yeah. I mean, everyone says that, right?
Right.
And he said, I said, really? I said, well, you know the definition of disappointment, right? It's unmet expectations. And so I said, how do you do that then? And he actually had 6 questions that he asked people before he engages in a relationship with them. And I thought, oh my goodness.
He does know what he's talking about.
Yes. And what a great what a great nugget for all of us, though.
Yeah.
When we engage into any type of relationship, a personal relationship or a business relationship, is to ask, what do you want to have happen during our time together?
That's great.
I mean, how easy. Yeah. And so that shows that I'm interested in you, right? Mm-hmm. And neither one of us are going to walk away disappointed. Or you can tell me what you expect to have happen, and I could say, you know what? My biggest fear is I'm going to disappoint you because I don't know if I can do any of that.
Uh-huh.
And now all of a sudden you're like, oh, isn't she so authentic? Yes. Like, you can't lose with that question.
That's a really great point. And then one other thing that I want to talk about with the basics is being positive, which you mentioned earlier, and then being winsome, you know, be somebody that people want to be around. And
right.
I just feel like that's super important when you want to connect, and people can see that through a Zoom. They can hear it through the words you use on, you know, in LinkedIn or on Facebook, all of those platforms, no matter how you're speaking it, if you can stay positive, then it just creates a healthier environment for people to be in.
Oh, we're surrounded with so much negativity. Don't add to it. Be that positive light for someone.
Yep. So I think we've covered a lot.
We have talked about a lot.
Networking is like an integral part of creating the pipeline for your sales and marketing. We touched on that, but do you have anything else that you want to add on how do you use it to create your pipeline and for your sales and marketing?
I think it's the best way to create your pipeline. Because again, would you rather go out and knock on doors and just be cold calling or work with off of your network and work off of referrals? Because that's what you're doing. And so whoever you have in your network, again, reaching out to them and saying, you know, I know that you know what I do. I'm curious, is there anyone that you know that you think I could help?
Yeah.
And then you can continue to use that network to help build that referrals. Again, people listen to others before they listen to you.
Yes.
So what better way to keep your network and keep your pipeline full by then utilizing that network to continue to fill that pipeline?
Great, great point. Any closing words of advice for our listeners that you would like to share as we close out the conversation?
You know, I think I want to go back to what I said in the very beginning, and that is I see my self-worth is the worth of my network. And as long as I have great, solid people in my network, I'm always going to be rich. And if I can be rich in relationships, I'm going to be successful in life. And so I would highly encourage everyone to look at those relationships, develop those relationships, because it doesn't have to be quantity, right? Just the quality of those relationships to be able to build off of that. And, you know, I look back and I think how blessed I am that over the years I've been able to develop some real quality relationships, and that it's helped me through so many things.
Yeah. Life's is full of a lot of chapters, and the relationships are the ones that make the chapters worth living through, because some of them are easier than others.
Right. So it's who we let in that door.
Correct. That's great. Great point. I guess mine would be to never miss an opportunity to network. So whether you're at a restaurant or you're in the grocery store line, whether you're online, if you tell your story so that people know that you're authentic, they're going to want to be a part of that, and they're going to want to help you any way they can. And so using all those opportunities are just a great way to realize that there's not one way to network. There's a ton of ways. There's a ton of tools, and it really is going to be your best bet for being successful in the business world.
Absolutely. I mean, men have that great big red toolbox, right, in their garage, and there's not just one tool in it. There's several tools.
Correct.
And that's the way it is with networking. We have several tools. You may have a favorite one, but be able to have the tools and use them.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It has just been a joy to listen to your wisdom. And to those of you listening, I hope you all have a wonderful day. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for listening to How to Business, a podcast by the Small Business Development Center in Chattanooga, Tennessee. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend and be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you next week here on How to Business.